This is the Rain Report. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP, in Chicago, speaking today with Alan Pitts, W1AGP, the Media and Public Relations Manager for the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League, in Newington, Connecticut. Today, the demands upon amateur radio to justify its existence are larger than ever. Alan, what is the league doing these days towards that end?
There are several things that we are doing. The problem is not just within the United States. The problem is worldwide that amateur radio is either being marginalized or on the decline. There has been significant drop-off in many countries around the world. The United States, surprisingly, actually has some of the least amount of the drop-off. However, the answer is yes, it is there. And the league is taking several proactive steps to try to maintain amateur radio interest and amateur radio before the general public. And a couple of the initiatives which are being done, one is obviously the board began this grassroots legislation initiative to try to get more and more of the rank and file radio amateurs around the country involved in political events and political things going on in their area. We've got such things as the antenna bills, which are currently out there, and a number of states are doing those. We're working with the CCRs, the covenant restriction problem. At the same time, we're looking forward to working with the license restructuring issues, which will be coming up in a year. There's the question, will dropping the Morse code requirement result in more amateurs or not? That one is yet to be seen. In some places, in other parts of the world, it seems to have done so, but there is also questions relating to some of those numbers. We're not positive that that actually will produce large results like we might want it to, or at least the proponents would want it to. At the same time, we're doing a number of initiatives here. We're watching, obviously, the BPL issue, and we've got the petition for reconsideration, which will be coming up on February 7. And most recently, we got a lot of publicity in a number of areas, one of which was on the past Christmas toy drive. And we just launched some of the audio PSAs, public service announcements, which are going out even as we speak on radio stations all over the country. And within a relatively short period of time, I hope that we'll be able to get some video public service announcements up on television stations, which are telling the population about the benefits, the possibilities, and capabilities of amateur radio. So we're attacking on many different fronts all at the same time to keep the voice, the face, and the interest and the magic of amateur radio before the population. How we did this was very simply, public service announcements are a benefit of 501c3 nonprofit organizations, which the ARRL happens to be. And when I got here a couple of months ago, I realized we have not done any PSA work in quite a while. So got myself a $30 Radio Shack microphone, a shareware audio program, and with a little help from Rick Lindquist, we came up with a 30-second audio PSA, which was good, but it was obviously done with the tools that we had. And I put it out there, and the engineers within the ham radio community obviously picked up on the idea, as I hoped they would, and a number of them said, I can do better than that, and they took it, and they played with it, and my little 30-second ended up being a very nice 60-second PSA. A number of people also came up with 30-second PSAs, and then Howard Price over at WABC in New York took it to some of his people. WABC played with it. Johnny Donovan used his voice and came up with a wonderful 30-second PSA, which is playing all over the country and is even syndicated on the Rush Limbaugh show. And it's all being done for free. And it sounds like this.
In the early hours after the tsunami, it was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. When Florida was ripped by hurricanes, the hams were there. In the critical moments after the attack of 9/11, it was the hams who coordinated emergency messages. When disasters strike, the hams are ready. Ham radio works when other communications don't. To learn how you can become a ham radio operator, call the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, at 1-800-326-3942.
I'm blown away by it. I mean, the quality of this, and what I am hoping is that a similar event will happen when we work with a video PSA, and that we'll be able to really put out to the communities, to the world, that amateur radio is here, amateur radio works. And that's the message, is that amateur radio works when other communications don't. And we need to make that known. That's the importance to the world of ham radio. The emergency concept right now is something that the normal man on the street recognizes, that one, because that's important to him personally. He may not know a gigahertz from a megahertz, but he does know what a disaster is, and he does know that he wants the ability to feel safe. And so we want to make sure amateur radio is recognized as providing a service in a disaster.
Speaking of disasters, is the League involved at all in the tsunami disaster in South Asia?
Well, obviously Dave Sumner is secretary for the International Amateur Radio Union and has been in contact with many of the leaders all over the world, the ham leaders on this one. I do know that he has been staying in heavy contact with leadership, finding out what is needed, where, when, how. There was a number of places where the League, well, not directly involved because the incident is over there, and obviously HF signals were not really even getting into the United States, but the League was involved in helping to leverage, making sure that the right people did get to the right places and were able to operate once they were there. And that was done through our affiliation with the international organization, not the League directly itself, because we needed the international leverage at that point. And the League's lead role in international relationships among hams did come to the fore there.
I'm speaking today with Alan Pitts, W1AGP, Media and Publicity Relations Manager for the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League. I'll be back in a moment. This is the Rain Report.
You are listening to the Rain Report from www.rainreport.com.
All right, let's move to something a little bit lighter. You've held your position as the Media and Public Relations Manager at the League since September of 2004. What brought you to the League?
I've got background and experience running nonprofit organizations, both on a regional basis and on a national basis. I will admit that I am not a reporter. I'm really not a publicity person as such. Never was. It always was a side issue to other things, running charities, running homeless shelters, halfway houses kind of things, and ultimately running a national program which matched families from around the country to families living in the worst areas of rural poverty within the United States. And I had a fair amount of success there, bringing that into national spotlight, hitting different places. The highest one, obviously, is the public relations nirvana, which was on the Oprah Winfrey Show. But at the same time, I'm a ham, and I have that ability, and I wanted to bring that to ham radio. When Jennifer's position became open, I applied for it, and they were looking for someone to be proactive and getting the message out, and someone that has the recognition of national concepts, not just hopefully responding to incidents as they happen, but indeed to start to make things happen. I love this job. I absolutely love this job.
What got you into amateur radio in the first place?
Well, I'm an old CB-er from back in the early 1960s when CB radio was really kind of it was pleasant. It was nice. And I got involved in CB again in down in South Carolina. Unfortunately, as we all know, CB kind of changed its personality over the years, and I got very much turned off by it. However, at graduate school, there was a gentleman, Kerry Hinckley, and I don't even remember exactly Kerry's call sign at this point. He and I were in graduate school together in Columbia, South Carolina, and Kerry kept on telling me, you ought to become a ham, you ought to become a ham, and he even had a small ham station set up in the dormitory. So I kind of went and looked, and I'm, well, that's interesting, but I had other things to do. But I never did quite forget it. And then later on, as I got a little older in life and had a little more time and my kids grew up, I got curious about it again. Well, at that time, living in Connecticut and only about 10 miles from the league, it was very easy to follow up and investigate a little more about it. I ran into people like Dan Miller, K3UFG, and was shown amateur radio, indeed, was all of the best parts of what I remember CB being down in South Carolina so many years ago. And from that, I just got curious. So I went and took the classes, got my first technician license, got on the air, found a whole lot of friends, and kept going from there. And I've never looked back. It's been absolutely fantastic, both as a hobby, and I will admit I am very heavily involved with Aries work within the state of Connecticut, and I have seen some of the real benefits that that provides for my friends and the community itself. They're good people. They really are. All of amateur radio cycles around people communicating with people, people sharing with other people, people talking with other people. And the increase in understanding and friendships that come out of that, that is a tremendous goal and makes you feel good.
Alan, the ARRL and the Dayton Hamvention are going to be combining forces at the Hamvention here in May of 2005. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the event at Dayton is the biggest one in the world, to my knowledge, and obviously this is also the national convention, the ARRL, will be having a major presence upcoming in Dayton, and I'm truly looking forward to it. I've been to Dayton only once in my life previously. We will be having a number of different seminars and trying to present to people some of the initiatives which we have taken, help people to understand where things are in different issues that already are ongoing. And also my part, and I'm quite sure in many of the people here, we're going to be doing a lot of listening, because the hams out there in the country have a lot of good ideas. And sometimes they may not know exactly how or where to present them, or they don't know exactly how they fit together. But if you do a lot of listening, it's amazing the wisdom and common sense that comes out of something like that, which ultimately can go through and become a whole new program and do a whole lot of good. Going to be fun.
I've been speaking today with Alan Pitts, W1AGP, the Media and Public Relations Manager for the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League. This is the Rain Report. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP, in Chicago.
Many thanks to CQ Communications for underwriting audio bandwidth for these Rain Reports. Their assistance allows us to archive the previous week's program on rainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyrighted 2004. Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder, producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Norm Seeley, KI7UP, bidding you very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.